You're listening to the Rundown Podcast, your favorite podcast for everything reality TV. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rundown. Today is Sunday, so you already know what that means. It's Potomac Day. I'm here again with Joan. You already know we're going to talk everything today.
I'm just so excited. This episode was spicy, but I feel like, you know, it's a stepping stone of what's about to come.
Right. You know? No, and honestly, shout out to Bravo, shout out to Potomac, and shout out to the ladies, because this season of Potomac has been episode after episode. It's only been three, but still, it's been like blockbuster episodes. Like, I've been
literally, I don't even know what we're going to start with first. Like, it's just boom, boom, boom.
Like, just like, it's just every episode is crazy. No wonder they really made us wait a couple more months for this season to premiere. Remember, it was supposed to premiere back in May or June or something, and it didn't. Now I understand why, because this is just so much right now, and they wanted to make sure that they met. You know why I think they prolonged it? It's because they want to make sure that they have an in-person reunion, so they needed to prolong the season. So like that.
Because now they can have an in-person reunion.
Yeah, they can definitely have an in-person reunion now. I guess let's just start with Ashley's birthday dinner, how they were all over there telling
Candace
that she should have known that Charisse and Monique had a problem and that you invited her without giving her a heads up. I'm going to just say it right now. I'm team Monique. That's not even a question.
Oh, I'm definitely team Monique. I feel like Candace is such she's so fake to me. Like, bro, you know, Ashley, first of all, Ashley was giving birth, and you're over here calling her a hoe and calling her all these names and everything, and you're still not gonna apologize for that?
Right. And like, you're at her birthday table dinner, and you won't say anything to her. Like, hey, like, honestly, what I said was disrespectful. You were going through your birth at the moment. Like, I'm gonna take the L on this one. She's that childish.
She's a deflector. She loves to deflect and act like people are, oh my God, everybody's ganging up on her with her little corner tissue. What gets me mad is Karen enables it, because Karen sees her as a daughter. So she's over here like, guys, it's okay. Guys.
No, I think that Karen definitely sees Candace as a mother-daughter situation, because she's always trying to protect her. She's always trying, like, sis, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
And you need to stop. And you need to stop, because honestly, just stop it, Karen. Mind your business. You don't need to be in everything.
Period. Literally. After they went to the dinner, you know, Monique was obviously hurt about her inviting Charisse, as she should be, because if somebody was out here spreading a rumor talking about that my son is actually not my husband's, we will have it on and popping every time I see
it. It will be on site. If I heard that you were spreading that type of rumor about me and my family, it would be on site.
Like, even if Candace did not spread the rumor, her still being friends with Charisse after that, even though they don't have a long friendship, is a problem to me. And Charisse, girl, you're just mad because you want to be on the show so bad, but your husband stopped the bag for you because you couldn't film anymore. You never filmed with him. You don't have that type of life.
First of all, she got she sold her house. That's one. So we don't even know if Charisse even lives in Potomac anymore. Charisse, stop looking for a storyline and stop trying to pick fights with people just for a storyline. You will not be back next season. Trust and believe me, we have a full cast right now and we're good. Believe me, we're good. Like, Charisse, you're reaching right now. You're literally reaching. Like, please stop it. And also, I just got to speak about how just everything goes back to Candace. But before we get into the Candace drama, listen. This little, you remember the little audio part that Bravo showed on the show?
Yes, being messy.
Basically, Monique is telling them that they need to talk. Candace is telling them, like, no, you can have come to me at the party. But you didn't come to me at the party. And then Monique tells her, we need to talk off camera. First of all, The point of the matter is this. Candace, the moment that Monique told you as your friend, the moment that Monique told you that Charisse was spreading those type of rumors about her, because you're a woman and because you have character and respect, you shouldn't be like, you know what? If I'm inviting Charisse to my party, I need to let Monique know, or just not invite her because I don't roll like that. You show.
Like, this is a type of rumor that could really ruin somebody's marriage and life. Like,
right.
Don't play with that. Like, that's not even something. First of all, the baby looks exactly like him. So I'm just confused. Like, all them kids look like him. So I'm
literally
just,
and I guess that what Monique is saying is that she wanted Candace to take a stand in the sense of like telling Charisse, like, listen, what you're doing, I don't fuck with. So I'm not gonna invite you and make you feel as though like I'm celebrating what you're doing, because my friend, what you're doing is messed up to my friend. And since Candace never did that, Monique is like, you're fake. Because if you're okay with what she was doing, then that's fake. I'm sorry. Which I'm totally in agreement with Monique.
I'm definitely Team Monique. And I don't know who would be Team Candace. I feel like only children and irrational people will be, and mentally unstable people.
And Karen.
And Karen, who's fucking wants to be now grand dame when she's literally the messiest person. She was the messiest person from season 1
literally, like,
let's talk about the next scene, which was, I believe when they went, it was Giselle and Robin.
Yes, when Giselle and Robin were talking, and Robin was telling her about, was asking Giselle about her getting back with her boo, and Giselle telling her that her daughters are not with it. Giselle, this is what I need you to understand. If those daughters of yours don't want you to get back with your man, it's because they experienced something traumatic, or they saw something that they do not want to see again.
They just know that their dad has had illegitimate children around with other women, has been cheating on them. Like, they already know.
So they don't want to go
their mom so much, and they love their father. They just don't want to ruin the relationships they have. Understandable.
Right.
Understandable.
So she needs
Robin, of course, is going to be Miss Cosigner, because she hanging on a limb with Juan. She dragging her feet with Juan.
Robin is not the one to be giving relationship advice.
No, literally.
Because she stayed with her man even when he was out here getting crazy. So Giselle just needs to understand that her daughters are not children. They're literally grown as hell. And if they're saying something, it's because they understand and they see what they're saying. And they are seeing, and that's why they're saying something. So listen to your daughters. Please listen to your daughters.
No, because, and I definitely, by the scene when Jamal came to visit and they went out to dinner for Giselle's birthday. Ooh, child.
I got mad that the girls got a present and not her. That's why she was like, this is not okay. Like, child, please. Talking about this may be my birthday, but this is not a party. Child, please.
First of all, Grace was mad as hell she didn't get no Nicki Minaj tickets. She was mad as hell
Grace was so mad. She was like, restaurant, girl, get the.
She's like, but that's what you got to be doing for your kids in the future. So no, applaud Jamal for that. He did get some brownie points for the generational wealth.
No, I definitely applaud Jamal, because that's how we got a gift out here. That's how we set our children up. And parents of color need to start doing that for their kids. Make sure that things are being passed down to these kids, because that's what white people do every day. So shout out to
also them. Period on Miss Wendy with the 4 degrees. Period. Her Mr. Chocolate, her man looked good.
No, Wendy, her man, her kids, her 4 degrees, and her MSNBC contributor. Bye. Like, I don't think there's ever been a housewife that has been as established as Miss Wendy. Like, period.
No, of course.
I don't think anybody could hold a conversation with Miss Wendy.
Yeah, and Karen saying she's not impressed by her resume. You're jealous because you and Uncle Ben are hanging on by a thread in your new Potomac home.
And Karen, did you even go to college? Did she graduate?
Yeah, she did. She did. But she not no commentator. Well,
that degree is just out of control, because I couldn't even tell that Karen went to college. Karen holds herself as that ghetto ass farm ass girl that finally gets some money. Like, Karen, you are ghetto. So please don't come from Miss.
No, I like Wendy, but she also needs to understand, girl. You simmer down. You don't know the ties that this brings. Right. And for you to be over here defending Candace at every barking moment, you don't know Candace. Candace is fake with her crocodile tears and her tissue. Right. Like, she is a liar. Right. And she continues to lie.
And she needs to understand that if she really is going to start moving some way, she needs to look at the past season. She needs to look at this drama from season one, and she needs to write some notes. Because if she looks at last season, she can see that Candace is irrational, that Candace is a child, and that Candace cannot hold an adult conversation and receive criticism. So right now she's batting on Candace's team, because of course Candace was the one that brought her in. But if you look at Twitter, yes. Monique and Wendy be tweeting each other. So that means they're friends now. So that means that somehow Wendy still fucks with Monique, and she doesn't think that what she did to Candace is that big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you got to be peeping that. Like, who be tweeting each other now? Because this is already in the past. So I saw that Monique and Wendy has some Twitter interaction. So they're cool right now, which means that
good.
Wendy probably thought that Candace should have gotten beat the fuck up. Because Candace is just disrespectful. So it's just like, first of all, then we have Michael and Ashley getting ready for this little baby announcement, mm-hmm. baby release.
Well, pause before that. Chris wants to be on every scene with Candace. He is such a money hungry in the scene before that, because Candace is getting ready to go to the party with Dean and Michael and Ashley. They're buying something. First of all, Candace, you need to be worrying about your stepchildren, Chris's ass, and this, but you want to be in everybody's drama. Right. But anyways, Chris want to be in every scene giving his opinion. Nobody asked for your opinion, Chris.
This is the Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm going to need Chris to be out of all of these shots. Like, Candace, if you do not have anybody else to show, then you should not be a housewife, honey. Because, oh my God.
Chris would be up in all the drama.
No, she's trying to make Chris into a little Joe Gorga, or into I don't know. Like, she's trying to make him into one of these house husbands.
He's not Dr. Eugene, honey.
Literally, like, keep it moving. Not every husband deserves to be on camera. I do not care for Chris. I do not care for Karen's husband, but I don't even know his name.
Uncle Ben.
I do not care for Jamal. That's his name, right? I do not care for Jamal. Mm-hmm. I do not care for who else? I do not care for Michael. Please get this pedophile off my screen. I like Juan because he's easy on the eyes. And
no, you just like how Juan looks.
No, Juan just sexy. Juan is just my type. Juan, just thinking about, man. And I like Mr. Chocolate just because.
No, Mr. Chocolate looks good, everyone.
No, like, got it. So everybody else's husband and fiancés or whatever Candace and Chris are, I'm not with it. Like, please stop. We don't want to see you on camera. Thank you very much.
First of all, Candace buying them raggedy shoes for Dean's...
First of all, why did Ashley let Candace touch her baby? First of all, me and you were beefing. You pulled out a knife on me. We had all of this back and forth.
How Candace loves to talk about how Monique is so violent and this and that. Girl, you pulled out a knife on someone inside your house.
A knife.
Like, Candace's bark, but then when people bite, she hear wannabe victim and bring out the triangle tissue. That's not how it works
anymore. Like, what do you think about that? A knife.
I just can't. And also after that is when everybody decided, you know, to go to Ashley's thing. It looked, you know, good. Ashley needs a bigger home, but I'm glad she doesn't, because that divorce needs to come very soon with Michael. So she's smart for that.
I don't think that Ashley's ever going to leave Michael.
Yes, at the end of the season, didn't you see the trailer of the fact that he got caught on Grindr or something?
He always getting caught in some shit. So she finally listening?
I don't know. We'll see when the season keeps going.
But she's always being caught in something. Always.
Overall, this episode was super fast. There was barely any scenes because the scenes were prolonged when they were happening.
Right, because it was...
First of all, Robin and Giselle's outfits at Ashley's party, please stop. Robin and Giselle, y'all looked crazy. I just can't.
Oh, Lord, no. But you know who took that evening? My sis Monique with that yellow dress. Just wavy blonde black hair. And Miss Wendy just looked put together as always, as the doctor that she is.
As always.
I'm getting the same vibe from Wendy. And if we talk about Garcelle for a moment, like, I get the same vibe from them. You know, they're all about the truth. Wendy and Garcelle.
Oh, yes.
Like, don't you get the same vibe from them?
I do.
They're real. They're both on the wrong side of things right now.
Yes.
Because Garcelle is Team Denise, Wendy's Team Candace. So they're both on the wrong side of things right now.
Yes, and they need to get it together.
But I still believe that they're real. And
next week, what do we see in the preview for next week?
No, next week is supposed to get real good. It's just every episode is just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, when I was watching the preview for next week, I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yes, because supposedly, who was talking about Giselle? Candace or Wendy?
I think that someone tells Giselle that Karen was speaking about her. And she was just like, what?
But I heard her in the preview confronting Candace.
We have to refresh our memories.
Yes.
But all in all, the episode was good. At the end of the day, leaving off in the party that they left off, Candace did not have to walk away. Candace is childish.
When things get too hot, she doesn't know how to run it.
She says it's an ambush, but it's not an ambush. And something that I tweeted at her was that, sis, if everybody in your circle thinks the same way and have similar thoughts and experiences about you, then clearly you're the problem. Because you're not going to say that everybody over here has a problem with you and it's them and not you. Sis, clearly you are the issue. So please, 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 let's start taking accountability. When everybody starts coming crazy, she walks away. Always. Like, you're a child.
No, literally, like, I definitely believe that. I feel like Charisse needs to get it together.
Charisse just is looking for camera. And you know that.
But I definitely can't wait for...
Pay attention?
No, I'm looking at... I just went on Twitter to look at the rumors came from Gigi. This is the girl that supposedly was making the rumors about Monique cheating on her husband. So that's what I was just looking at right now. You know, I had to go through some tweets. But
for Charisse to repeat that is just like...
It's too much.
That's so low. I don't believe
it at all because all the kids look like her. So it's like, you guys are all lying, so it's fine. But
and Monique knows her bag. Monique knows that she has a bag.
Period.
Like, Monique knows it, and she would never ever do anything to give that up.
Literally. So I'm fine with that. But I'm excited for next week. On Wednesday, we'll be back to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly.
Yeah, so make sure you check out our last episode about the latest episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This Wednesday, Brandy is going to be on the show. She's going to be on the next episode airing. So it's supposed to get real, real crazy. So Wednesday is going to go down again. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Follow us on social media, and you already know. See you next week.
See you next week.